K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition, brand new, coming to you on this Monday, the 25th, final full week of the month of April. Can you believe it? It's been a while. It feels like it's been a forever minute since I got on the mic here. Obviously, it might have something to do with being on the road this past weekend. But if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. We cover all things K-State here on this podcast, folks, or at least try to anyways, but cover all things K-State, whether that's football, basketball, a little bit of tennis, golf, you name it. We try to cover it on this podcast. And this is going to be a quick roundup, obviously. A lot more coming up on this on the edition of 97, which, by the way, if you guys were looking for that, was not recorded. But there's a lot of dailies that were hammered out last week. So definitely, if you have not downloaded and checked those out, please do that and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. But yeah, just around some things up here. Obviously, a lot more on the big NIL signing and decision made by Nigel Pack later on this week. We'll definitely talk about that. Me and my co-host Alex Aiden on the weekly edition of this podcast. Nigel Pack, I just actually sat down a couple hours ago trying to get myself caught back up in the loop a little bit. I did a little bit of that as well yesterday after I got back from Oklahoma City. And just recently, caught back on the latest big news and the Nigel Pack big signing. He hit the transfer portal, obviously, the former K-State talented guard. He made big-time waves with coming on board with Miami and got a huge deal. Woo! We'll talk about that already. And, yes, I talked a little bit about the NIL, about the Wildcats, this athletic department needing to get on that, and they've had, or actually not needing, starting things up a little bit with the Wildcat NIL. That podcast is out now, wherever you listen to podcasts. Well, I did a little bit of snippet on that a little bit. Jesse Ertz head that up a little bit. Former K-State quarterback headed up. So, man, woo, getting that money and making some huge, huge deal out of that, boy. I tell you, that made some headlines there as well. We'll definitely get into that and in details of that later on this week. K-State baseball taking 2-3 from preseason top 25 UC Irvine over the weekend as well. And no, they did not sweep them, but they took 2 out of 3 huge, and they got big contributions in a first-timer home run there with Brady Day over the weekend as well. And a little bit of I did you not know about as well, with the first ever African-American baseball manager for K-State. Found that out as well. Catching up on it as well. Huge as well. And oh, by the way, they're going to be getting ready to play Nebraska coming up tomorrow night. I believe that is here at Toyin Family Stadium as well. And of course, breaking news on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Men's golf, they're getting ready to play in their Big 12 tournament in the golf. Well, the weather, Oh boy, I experienced that this weekend. It got really dicey on Saturday night, I tell you. But, weather canceled the first round, or not the first round, the first day of the Big 12 championships there as well. We'll dive into that as the week progresses. Hopefully, we can talk about a bit more once it gets started as well. Came across of women's tennis or women's golf, I believe, here as I look down, write down the notes that I have on here real quick. Yeah, the golf team here. Again, it's just going to be pulled up real quick here. They finished 9th overall there in the Big 12 championships. Not a very good turnout there after a really promising preview there. Women's golf finishes overall 9th in that as well. Had also one other thing in here, the rowing team, women's rowing as well here. As I skip down on down to the list here, they made their Yeah, actually, K-State did make some big news here in Rolling this weekend. They topped Creighton over the weekend in their duel at Regatta. That happened in Nebraska this weekend as well. Huge win there as K-State's women's rowing team battled their way through, which was really, honestly, I dealt with it as well, especially yesterday with the wind, choppy waters up north, Omaha, Nebraska, there in the Creighton duel. They took down multiple events there despite deteriorating conditions. Oh, that's a common theme this weekend as well. Multiple changes to the competition schedule. And so, despite all of that, K-State victorious in multiple events there. Congratulations to the Rollings team as well. So, yeah, I dealt with it as well as if you download it as well. finish my sixth full marathon yesterday, which was also challenging conditions as well. Not the perfect conditions as well. And a very conservative start by yours truly, thanks to the bunch jump start, and originally which moved the start back from 6:30 to 7:30, and we had to start with the half marathons, which I did not. Yes, I know what I'm capable of, but I did not want to go out hard with and being mistake free with the half marathoners like I did in last spring's marathon, which I did the Eisenhower Marathon, which was a complete mistake there. But but I rewarded myself with a very good, strong finish at the end of the race. So, I mean, I can't complain for that as well. I got more on that on the way as well. So, all in all, hey, I did what I needed to do. Solid weekend. Had a pretty damn good weekend down there, okay, in Oklahoma City, despite a common theme on this daily podcast tonight with y'all. Bad, choppy conditions, especially with the weather as well. So that's kind of a roundup, what's happened. A lot more to come as the week progresses here. The final week of April, the Pro Project Podcast. Find it again wherever you get your podcast, folks, as we continue and begin to officially wind ourselves down to episode 100 of the Purple Project Podcast. We will begin together. Me and my co-host Alex begin together for episode 97 and talk more in depth what happened over the last week. I know Alex went to had a work conference and I just got back from OKC. So a lot more coverage to come on this podcast. Appreciate y'all. That's going to do it for this edition of the True PD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.